We got swag. It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed, and welcome to it. GRD Sweekly, episode 90.
90.
Look at that.
We are ancient now.
We can almost be in syndication. Like reruns.
Yeah, we need like 100 episodes for that, don't
right?
we?
Right?
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. We'll all have to just stop doing this at 99, so no one will ever...
Unless we go to a cable. I think they do it like 2-3 seasons on cable.
Something. So hello. Welcome. Yes, welcome tonight to our look and our live coverage from Comic-Con. Huge secret. We couldn't tell anyone. Uber exclusive. We'll be providing you all the raw footage we have from the floor of Comic-Con tonight. Who are we going to make that magic happen? Well, of course, the Flinstress.
What the hell am I supposed to do with a red lightsaber?
Pose, baby, pose.
Oh, yeah.
That there, Mr. Cosplay, is the Bruce.
I'll tell you who took those lunches. That damn Sasquatch.
And I'm the wonderful Billy
hungry.
Flynn.
So, pretty interesting cape.
Thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
So that's all you're wearing.
Well,
it's just the cape.
What more do you need? I mean, really.
I'm not complaining.
Thank you. Well, then, why don't you tell us what you did geeky this week?
Tons of geeky stuff. Just today, yo, I went to Thomas Jefferson's home, Monticello. And
really?
It was way geeky, like totally historic. We actually went to downtown Charlottesville, and they have all kinds of cool like shops and fun stuff to do. And they have a free trolley that runs from Charlottesville
down to
UVA. And you go around the UVA campus and then back to like downtown Charlottesville. And then you get in the car and you drive to Monticello. And it was really neat. They had a little movie. The visitor center was really, really good, like new. Like it hasn't been there that long. It was just really nice and high class. And then you go up and you take a tour of the house, and mm-hmm. the grounds are just amazing. And I think they did a really good job of handling the slavery issue, the Sally Hemings stuff,
uh-huh.
you know, all of that, and without, you know, with basically being like, look, all right, we know it sucked. And even though Thomas Jefferson was for equal rights for all, he couldn't find a way to abolish slavery in his lifetime. And, I mean, it was
or in his own backyard.
Right. So, but it was really, really interesting, really, really geeky, totally fun. And it wasn't super crazy hot out today, so it was actually nice.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah. So that was really, really fun. Gosh, recently also had a huge roller derby bout.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on all of our geeky sweeks because
yes.
we were all there.
Yes, indeed.
And it was really, really fun. And I had to get there like early, like 2 o'clock to help
you did.
Like, get set up and have meetings and stuff.
I did not have to get there at 2 o'clock.
No, you did
There's
not.
There's tons
Thank
of
you.
Stuff to
if
set up.
If they had promised I could watch the warm-up, I would have been.
Yeah. So I had to set up like the merchandising table and I had to like, you know, just set up like signs and stuff throughout
you
the place.
You set up the merch tent.
I helped.
You're a roadie.
Yep. And no, but it was fun. So I got to like actually wear my skates, even though we all know I'm not on the team yet. But I put on my skates and my knee pads, and I was like skating around the Richmond Convention Center, just like greeting people and welcoming them. And like randomly, some people wanted to take my picture, which was fun. I got in like pictures with people.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, couldn't imagine why.
I had on, like, a roller derby outfit, and I had on my skates and everything. So I do the pose with like my fists and nerve. Of course, I didn't give any of them my email or anything for them to like send me the pictures, but whatever. Next time, and I'll I'm moving right along with roller derby. It's going really, really well. The bat was fun. Punishers won. The Uncivil Warriors got walloped, but that's okay. But it was really a good time. And where I'm starting like almost I'm like in midway through week 7, almost into week 8 of roller derby. And so I've started like actually our little group is getting like integrated in with the other girls, and we're starting to be able to hit each other, and we're starting to be able to kind of like actually yesterday at practice we did our first jam, like just our group.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
But one person was the jammer. Everybody else was in the pack trying to get through. We could hit each other and everything because it was all just us. It was so much fun. I definitely, one of the jammers tried to come around the outside, and I was at the pivot. It was like at the very, very top. So as she's trying to come around the corner, I see her, and I just turn at this angle, and I just knocked her ass off the track. I was like, and stay down. I didn't say that because I mean she's like my friend, but it was really, really awesome.
See, whenever
wait to
you or I would
real.
Knock somebody down like that, usually somebody first says to us,
"It made me geek myself."
That's the wrong joke.
Oh, okay.
Give me a roll.
There it is. That's what it is.
Awesome. So,
why do two things starting with G? Why are they side by side?
I don't know. Because it's an alphabetical order?
It's not.
Oh.
No. Oh, wow.
It's not.
No.
We can't have any order
No, but oh my
here.
God, wait. Oh my God. One. Oh, wow. I actually have like 6 things in alphabetical order. That's very strange.
Wow.
Amazing.
Like subliminal OCD.
I suppose. Yes. Because it. I'm known for my keeping things neat and tidy.
Not. Video games. We played the Wipeout video game. We've got it through Gamefly.
Gamefly.
Yeah,
okay. Wipeout is like
that.
Our favorite show of the summer because nothing else is really on, and it's fun to watch people fall and hurt themselves. Schadenfreude. But the Wipeout video game is okay. There's parts of it that are really fun. You can figure out the rhythm of certain parts of it. It's basically Donkey Kong, Mario, like, you know, you hold it and you jump, you know, like you can figure out the pattern to some of them. Some of them, the physics is terrible.
Yeah.
The physics engine is terrible.
Okay.
It's not realistic.
You know.
It's funny, but it's not realistic.
You'll barely even stumble and you'll crumple into like a heap and fall off the edge. And you're just like, okay, this is stupid. Or there's just parts of it that make it not so fun. It's definitely not something I could see us ever buying, but we're having pretty good fun with it now that we have it. So
as a single player game, it would suck because even with three players, we actually did some four player, but three players, how we played it first, and it automatically, if you're playing the TV show, so it acts like it's the show.
Yeah.
It gives you a fourth player who is a computer player who is much better than they have any right to be.
Yeah, it's weird AI. They would go bump, 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 through everything. And we're like, can't even get through a single obstacle without falling. And they're just like, da-da-da-da-da.
Which is why we have to use our little abilities when we're not playing.
Yeah, the other cool thing about the game is everybody who's not, it's not your turn.
Yeah.
There's different targets, and you hold the Wiimote and try to shoot the targets. And you can actually just shoot the people. So if they jump, you can pick them out in midair.
Tennis
boom!
Balls
and
or dodgeballs.
Like,
yeah,
like those big plastic dodgeballs or like tennis balls, you can throw them at that, so that's really fun.
And you can unlock the target, the hosts to stuff. Play as the hosts and stuff, so you know,
the John and the John.
Yeah,
we haven't unlocked John Henson yet, but we've unlocked John Anderson and Jill, so
and there's three more, so there's two more past John, so one's going to be ballsy and I don't know who the other one's going to
be. The person inside the ball costume with their hands. I don't know who else.
That's gonna be definitely gonna be one, but there's
maybe
somebody else.
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Weird. But anyway, it's
Vic
fun.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right, you are.
That'd be awesome. It would make a really good drinking game, I think.
It would.
Yeah,
it would.
But we haven't been able to do that with our 14-year-old, so, you know.
Oh, really? You haven't started
No.
Started that right.
Now, I corrupted my brother when he was 14, but that was different because I was 18 at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
18,
so it's legal all the way around.
Yeah.
Shut it. Been working more on school. You know, I'm in the middle of my second class at University of Phoenix, and it's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, I like it on some levels. You can get on and do it whenever you have time for it. Mm-hmm. But some of the stuff is just kind of like, oh, it's so boring. Like, I just want to take a test. I just want to have to take a test. But you can't take a test with an online school because there's absolutely no way to ever be able to tell that you're not cheating, right?
Okay,
so there are
papers.
Zero tests. So it's just papers after papers after papers. And I'm just like, oh.
I took two online classes at VCU, and yes, cheating is easy with online classes.
So that's why there are no tests, so that nobody can cheat. And it's interesting in some way, shape, or form. I've got on a really good team this time where everybody's doing their part where they're supposed to, and nobody's messing around. So that makes a big difference. But I'm just kind of like, I'm ready to get on to something interesting. These have been kind of boring. Movies. We watched Clash of the Titans, the new one that just came out.
Yeah.
And there were parts of it that were interesting. There was an Easter egg nod to the original.
Yes.
Harry Hamlin?
No.
No.
Better.
Better.
Better star of the first movie than Harry Hamlin.
Oh, the owl.
Yes.
There was a shout out to the owl. It stars the guy from Avatar, who was also
Sam Worthington.
Yes. There's been a couple other things. Terminator. Everybody in the whole movie though had long hair, and he didn't have long hair, and they never said why. Like, if that was the fashion to have long hair.
Just got off the set of Avatar.
Right, but I mean, if it was the fashion there to have long hair, they could have just given us some throwaway line, like he had an infection or something and had to cut off all his hair.
You want to know how good a movie this was?
Okay.
I barely remember it.
Oh, that good, huh?
I barely remember it.
There were these scorpion thingies, and they were fighting.
Oh, there were some scorpions. Well, yeah, I knew Medusa.
The CGI wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
Is it Calabas, the guy who's in the swamp? Calabas, something like that?
I think so.
Okay, he looks less convincing in this movie than he did in the Harryhausen film.
Oh, wow.
Less convincing. And you know what? I will go on record and say that the Medusa in the original is scarier than this one. This one got to do things that one never could.
Yeah.
But that first one? That Medusa is scary. This Medusa was not scary.
Well, you have talent working the first one.
Well, there's
one.
That too.
Yeah.
But wow. I barely remember this movie at all. I barely remember it. That's fine.
That's saying something.
So it's not
bad. It was kind of Wolverine.
It's not bad enough to be memorable. Yeah.
Okay, so it's
maybe a little less than Wolverine.
A little Wolverine about it.
I don't know. We also watched, and this was actually a good movie, we watched the animated Batman Under the Red Hood. Have you seen this yet?
No, I'm waiting for it to come out on Netflix.
It's just on DVD or whatever.
really good. It did the storyline better than the comic book.
It is not for kids. For kids.
Good. No. Good.
You know, because Batman can be so many things. You know, we have all the way from Adam West to, you know, the Dark Knight to everything in between. Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, you see 5-year-olds running around in their Batman PJs. This is not Batman PJs. And you can tell right from the start. So if you're one of those parents who watch things ahead of time, you'll be able to tell right away that this is not for your 5-year-old.
It's not a spoiler of any kind to say the Joker is in this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little disconcerting at first because it's not Mark Hamill. Uh-huh. And so if you stay with it, this is a really odd and out there and creepy Joker, but it just, at first, you're having a hard time.
Yeah.
It's not Mark Hamill's voice.
It's not Mark Hamill's voice. And neither is it Kevin Conroy's voice, but Bruce Greenwood is the voice of Batman. We best know him. He was the president in the stupid second National Treasure movie. He was Kennedy in 13 Days. He was on St. Elsewhere. He was in Malibu Bikini Shop.
Well, yeah, then.
Absolutely.
Wow, Billy Flynn. Wow.
Thank you. He knows he was in it.
You're like a personal IMDb.
And the thing is, I actually remember that movie.
I know you do.
Isn't that the end where they had the washable thread?
They used the surgical thread.
Surgical thread.
And they all came apart when they ran to the water.
That movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
so he's in this. Is he ever Bruce Wayne? Like maybe for a moment. It's pretty much just all Batman.
Yeah.
So he gets to just, and he's mad a lot. And someone's just playing with him and messing with his mind.
Goddamn Batman.
She made that joke at one point.
I said that at one point during the movie.
And even figured out...
What the hell do you think you're doing? I'm the goddamn Batman.
She even figured out a little twist in there,
I did.
Too,
figured it out.
All right, well, I want to see it.
Really good.
Yeah. That's on my Netflix
list. Did you say it sort
list.
Of merges several different storylines from the
comics? It merges several storylines.
Okay.
It merges stuff from a wide variety of years.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
8.5 pants.
We can let you borrow our DVD of it if you want to watch it.
That's okay. I'm waiting for Netflix.
Okay.
My copy of it.
Good, because, you borrowing movies from me has a bad track record.
Okay, once.
Okay.
Fine.
Reading. I started reading Moravi.
Tim Morris.
Yes. I'm still working my way through all the books I picked up at BalsaCon. My goal is to have them finished by DragonCon so I can pick up a whole new set of books. But
okay.
I also slipped Ancestor in there. You know, I just had to do that. But
yoink. Slip it in there.
That's what she said. And Moravi is really pretty interesting. I mean, it's pirates and it's alternate universes and it's action and adventure and romance. And I like it. It's really, really good. I'm not that far into it. It's a huge book, though. So, I mean, I have a big purse. I can take it with me when I go places. What is a big old roach killer book? It's big. It's a big book. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's really, really good so far. So I will be giving updates periodically. I don't anticipate finishing it by the next week, but we'll see how much time I have on my hands.
All right.
I uploaded a bunch of pics to the GRD Facebook page.
I have seen
some of
them.
Some people have seen them already. Mostly they're like older stuff from the archives because we haven't gotten together and do anything new. Maybe I'll put up some BalsaCon pics next, but I was really excited. The more I'm talking about people, we're finalizing all these details for DragonCon 2010 coming up soon. And it's getting me all excited about it. So I was like, let's go back. And I posted some from DragonCon 09 to just sort of get everybody ready for the con. And some other stuff, some better host pictures. Billy Flynn had one from when he was like 19 and overweight. So I changed yours. No, I'm just kidding.
But 19?
Yours looked like too young. Like, I don't know. It was not a flattering picture of you. So I changed it to a good picture of you.
Okay.
And I changed the Bruce's picture too. I left the Vickers, you know, tarred picture up there, but that's okay. It's funny. It's funny.
If you had put like a milk carton thing, that'd have been awesome.
I have Photoshop now. I could absolutely do that.
Oh, there you go. There
wow. Good. And my all-time favorite, which I know everybody loves, is the one where somebody photoshopped the three of you into the Star Wars characters.
Yeah, yeah.
That is finally available on the interwebs for posterity. So that's been pretty fun.
I'm very happy to not be Han Solo in that picture.
I'm actually okay with Han Solo with my third eyebrow.
Oh, that's fine. You can be happy, Han, because... I hope you and the princess will be very happy one day.
That's okay.
At Roller Derby Ballot, Anna gave me a book, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but it's a book of good Android apps, like all the best apps to do for Android.
Yeah.
The one thing, God, I'm loving my new phone. I really do. I love being able to get online. I love being able to get on my internet and Facebook, and it does every single thing I want to do except for one thing.
Make phone calls?
No.
Damn. It's not an iPhone.
I want to sync from Outlook. I have an Outlook calendar, not email, not contacts. I just want to be able to have, and it doesn't even have to be Outlook. I just want to have a calendar on my phone and a calendar on my computer that are synced, that are the same, that what I'm holding in my hand. Now, I have found apps online, but nothing that's free that's reliable. I found ones that cost like $30 to $40 online where you can sync your Outlook stuff. Mm. And I've yet, and I found some free stuff, but then when you look down in the comments, every single person said this doesn't work. Don't even know.
The computer has never, ever been wrong.
Yes, it has. So I'm going to look at Anna's book, and I just in general, if anybody knows of just, it doesn't have to be Outlook. It can be any kind of calendar sync. That's like the my latest thing that I really, really need to have. One thing I put on my calendar is coming up soon. I've got an interview for one of those technology positions within my county where I'd be teaching other teachers how to integrate technology. You may remember I applied for one of these last summer.
Yes.
And I just didn't really have enough experience. Plus, in the interim, I've started my master's, so I'm hoping we'll see, knock on wood. If it doesn't, I would still, you know, really like to be teaching at my school, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've got a coming up on Monday, August 2nd, I have an interview. So
wonderful.
It's kind of happy, happy news.
Happy, happy.
And when I've started, I forgot the last geeky thing. Yep. I have set up my fantasy football team already. And for my school, well, I'm not in charge of the league, but the guy who's in charge of the league is like gung ho. He's the athletic director at our school. And he has already got it set up. We're actually going to have a draft, you know, where we like rank our players and have like a real draft. I'm excited about it. I think it's good. I don't know if it's going to be us all just like sitting in the same place, but it's going to be like a live web draft, I think. We're using Yahoo, which I've never used. I've always used the CBS one in the past, so we'll see. So if you have any like, if you have any sneaky like, not really known insider information about like a player who would be really good to have on my team that not everybody else is going to want. Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com. You know, I'm already ready to go for fantasy football. That has been my geeky week.
I finally got my new phone set up. Woo! I have an LG Dare. I know it's not the most modern phone in the world, but it's the first cool phone I've ever
did
had.
Did you buy it? Did you pay for it?
I won it at an auction.
Oh, okay.
So it went for this. It went to the school. So somebody donated to the school. I got it for it. And I've had it for a while, but I haven't had service for it. I finally got the thing set up.
Because that's what I have, and I need to do something with it. I need to sell it or something. I don't know. Okay. Or I used to have that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Weren't you at a roller derby bout on Saturday that was collecting phones for... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
I'll give it to that charity.
Give it to the next
point.
One, yeah. Yes. They'll be around again.
Moving on.
I'm trying to upload ringtones for my computer, so I'm still trying to figure out how to...
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, okay. Crap. It's going to be one of those.
You have to pay for the ringtone.
Yeah.
Download the ringtone. You can't, you cannot put, I never ever found a way to do it.
I've been trying to work on it for the last 2-3 days and I'm still trying to work on it.
You'll have to look for ways around. They used to do that before they realized they could charge you for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Because it has a voice recorder built in. So that was one way you can set stuff that you record with a voice recorder as a ringtone.
Yeah.
But then the sound quality was really, really bad on the. So I tried it that way. I ended up just paying a couple bucks for like 2 or 3 ringtones. It's kind of annoying.
I'm going to probably do that. I'm going to probably end up doing that. But
offer it up to the GRD crew. If anybody knows how to jailbreak the Dare and get it so you can download ringtones, maybe they can tell you.
That'd be cool. Hook me up. Go to the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you.
The show is just all about soliciting hackers.
Yes,
that's
pretty much.
That's all we need.
That's all
is
we
hackers.
Do. Yeah.
Yep.
Saw a few movies over the week. Let's see. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. We saw this at the theater midnight.
Yes.
I saw it again, and I actually liked it the second time better than I liked the first.
Okay.
Still 8.5 pants.
Yeah.
It was a holder. It was a placeholder as far as I was concerned.
A good a job as a placeholder as the book was.
Yeah, I didn't read the book.
Very hard for me not to take the book into. Okay, the end of the book has a big battle, a huge battle with most of the characters that you've seen in the book.
Okay, and
why
no fight.
Would you not put that? Why would you not?
Maybe because the movie was already 3 hours long anyway.
Well, I could have done with less. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Girls. Oh. Sorry.
Snogging, yeah.
Pubertus is on the moon.
Okay.
I'm a little heavy on that, but you know.
All right. I also saw
how old they are.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going to do. At least they're doing it with each other, finally. Saw The Blind Side. It's a good movie, but I wasn't blown away by it. It was a good story. You know, the wife teared up a little bit. The daughter, I teared up a little bit. But I wasn't blown away by it. It was 8 pants worth.
It could have easily just been on like Lifetime?
Almost.
Okay.
Almost.
I read the book and started watching the movie, but then it was at school and they found out that they were showing it and cut it off like middle of the way through, like just when Michael Orr finally starts to learn how to like play football and he knocks the kid like into the stands, that's right about where they stopped showing it. So I never saw the ending.
Why was that?
I don't. They figured out that they realized they weren't supposed to be showing it.
Okay.
And realized that they had been showing it and they cut it halfway through.
Yeah, you don't want to be
like, okay.
That becomes a problem sometimes. Some people lose their jobs over that silly stuff.
Right, but I mean, you already showed like three quarters of the movie. Just finish the movie. So yeah, it was annoying. Yeah.
I finally started my job on a regular basis.
Yay! Yay. Ow.
Wow. Yay. What did that mic stand ever do to you?
I don't know.
Wham!
Got in my way.
Wham!
Ye beach. Psh.
Wham!
It's a good job and I am enjoying it. The only complaint that I have is they won't let me do one-on-one personal training because this is an express, Gold's Gym Express. It's the first one they have. So they're not doing
one-on-one. Is it in a mall?
No, it's actually in a strip mall.
Okay.
So it's a good sized gym. It's got all the equipment that you should need, but still, they won't let me do the one-on-one personal training.
So you have like one on
five,
four,
one on 12,
one on four.
Giggity.
Yeah. Well, it's a good day. And I have to teach a couple of classes in a row, but it's a good job. I love being there. It's good atmosphere.
You're getting paid, so.
And I'm getting paid. I'll get my first check in like the seventh. Thank God. I want to get paid. I've been watching Big Brother because there's not a whole hell of a lot on TV right now. So it's on. I kind of enjoy the show.
All
right. CBS hyped this whole big twist that they were going to have.
Tonight.
It's
the
going to
change
be,
that makes everything different forever.
Well, they're going to have the Saboteur. And if you've been watching this show, you know where I'm going with
this. So they're crossing it with the mole?
No.
Okay.
The Saboteur. Well, I'm sure they needed some gimmick this season.
Is it a guy in like a black and white striped shirt with a long mustache?
No. Not the Hamburglar either.
Damn.
Rabble.
But they've been hyping this person as like, oh, they're going to, you know, if they can last 5 weeks, they get $50,000. They get voted out in the first week.
Wow.
And they didn't even realize they voted out the Saboteur in the first week until later they told them, like, oh, by the way, you voted out the Saboteur in the first week. Oh, there went all of CBS's plans down the tube.
Wow.
It was hilarious going, oh, yeah, they just voted out the Saboteur. Oh, that's kind of funny.
That's something special.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. They've got, you know, the romances and all that kind of blah, blah, blah stuff. I have not really had time for much of anything else for the past week. So that's pretty much been my geeky week.
Wow. Okay. So I've read some comics. I'm now caught up on Brightest Day, which is just so good. All the crossovers. I'm doing all the crossovers and everything. I'm having a lot of fun with this, watching them reestablish the multiverse and getting everything back the way it was. It's actually kind of interesting. Makes me wonder how long it'll last before we get rid of it all again. Batman Beyond number 2, issue 2.
Is it that good?
Still just as good. Oh, my
good.
God. This is really, I'm really enjoying this. I don't want to hype it too much for folk because I don't know. I don't know if you need to know how much you need to know to truly appreciate it, but no, it's pretty good.
If you didn't watch the original series or the Batman Beyond series, can you follow along?
I suppose you might be a little confused at first, wondering, well, who's
that? Who the hell is that guy?
And when did Bruce Wayne get so damned old? But
okay.
But I think you'll put it together pretty quick. They kind of establish it. There's enough, you know, familiar faces as older people that you get that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't remember Clash of the Titans really at all. Under the Red Hood was really, really good.
I'm waiting to see it.
I was totally... Dude, NPH is in it.
Oh, is he?
He's Nightwing.
Oh!
It's too funny. Mm-hmm. You ever have one of those moments where somebody asks you something? She asked me a question about the movie, and then like not 20 seconds later, two crooks provide the same exposition for the rest of the people in the audience that weren't watching it with me.
Okay.
But it's something that they shouldn't know. It's something that I don't think that these crooks should know, that they explained for the audience.
Okay.
They
All
explained
right.
who Nightwing was. The okay. crooks did.
Oh, jeez.
The crooks did.
The crooks did.
Yes.
How the hell the crooks know?
Well, they know that that was the first Robin.
Oh.
Like, really?
Well, really?
How do you know that?
Yeah, really.
Because he's wearing a mask now and did then as well.
That's a clue. What? Yeah. Was there like a big dun dun dun? Hey, look, everyone. Robin's graduated. He's Nightwing now.
Yeah.
No,
they shouldn't. They should not know that.
Yeah, the crooks knew. That was the only mistake, I think.
Yeah, that's on my next my Netflix queue, and it's
really good.
It's. I'm gonna probably move it up on my queue. I've also got Hot Tub Time Machine on there, and it
I
says
have not seen
availability.
That. I still wanna see that, yeah.
Really long wait.
Yeah,
it actually says that on there. I was like,
We've
I've
had
never
that
seen that before.
Before, yeah.
I was like, wow, that's kind of funny.
Okay, let's see. Video games is continuing the retro trend with more Perfect Dark, more Mario Kart, more GoldenEye, and more Star Fox 64. Picked up Star Fox 64 for the Nintendo as well. God, what good times! Good times.
You're just reliving 95 again, aren't you?
Well, there is that. And also got Limbo for Xbox Live Arcade. Have you seen this? It's part of the Summer of Arcade thing they're doing. Okay, it's a little game that basically it starts off, you wake up in a forest. You're a little kid. You wake up in a forest.
Okay.
Then boom. It gives you just a cheesy title screen, and boom, you wake up. This is the one where it's done in black and white. The game is in black
and white. There's no soundtrack, no music, just kind of ambient noise.
Music does come up occasionally when there's like dramatic moments going on, but there's like no tune that just plays the whole time. When you're just regularly playing, it's just the ambient sounds of what you hear. Oh. And you're this little kid, and since it's all in shadow and stuff, it makes it really cool because it's T for teen, but since it's in shadow and you don't really see stuff, that makes the number of times you die again and again so much fun. The physics on this, fantastic. And bear traps are really fun.
Okay.
You'll make this little boy die a number of times. It's a side-scrolling puzzle platformer. So you have to solve little puzzles.
A little bit like Little Big Planet, if you've ever seen Little Big Planet. The concept of that, where you're moving around and you have to figure out how to make the interact with your environment to get from one place to the other. Okay. All the while things are trying to kill you.
Because when you come, the ginormous spider-ish looking things, and because it's all shadow, you can't
also
quite
not
see.
For kids. Definitely way not
for
kids.
No, not for
kids.
The little kids, no. Well, it's T for teens. It's teen.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But like it plays with shadows because sometimes what you think you see is like you see a tree and there's two branches on either side. So how do you get to the other side? Well, you just walk, because actually what you're seeing is a shadow and you can go there. So the perspective is weird because it's literally in black and white. Your character, you can barely see him. You can see his eyes. They light up. You kind of believe what we're led to believe so far in the game, as far as I'm into it, is that your sister was pulled into this weird nightmarish limbo world and you've come here to save her.
Okay.
That's what we believe so far. And there's lots
of... It is pretty interesting, and it looks visually unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Yeah, really.
Which is hard to do in video games.
Yeah, because I didn't know I'd be so excited over a black and white game, but there you go. I don't know what else you're going to say about that. There you really go. It seems to me there would be something else, but I don't...
Shorties Watching Shorties.
Shorties Watching Shorties. Did you ever watch Shorties Watching Shorties on Comedy Central about, what, six,
seven...
Yeah,
it was seven, a while ago.
8 years ago.
Was that two babies...
Two babies on the couch watching
Shorties
TV.
Shorties on the couch watching Shorties on the TV?
I think so, yeah.
Nick DiPaolo and Patrice.
Yeah, okay, yeah. This looks sounds really familiar.
And they watch different little clips on TV, which are little animated things of different stand-up comedians' bits.
Yeah.
It's on Watch It Now. They only did 13 episodes. They're incredibly funny.
So funny.
Love
a little
show.
Bit raunchy. Like, definitely I'd call it T for teen at least.
At least.
There are definitely some jokes. We're watching it with our 14-year-old, and there's definitely a couple jokes where we're like, ooh.
It's like, wow.
Ooh. I wonder if he has any idea what that means. But, yeah.
What? Daddy, what's a teabag?
That'll be that. That's a chapter. He plays Halo. Come on. That's a chapter in the book right there, though. But, yeah. So, that's fun. That's a fun show.
It is really hilarious, though.
I missed that show. There's another game. Wow. Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing. Went back and played a little bit of that.
Okay.
I guess I should actually mention that we had some folks come down.
Yeah. Salguru and your mom, Shrola, came down and hung out with us for the roller derby thing. And
4-player wipeout that way.
4-player wipeout.
And, Salguru jumped in, so we got some 3-player battle action Mario Kart going. Was hoping to get a fourth, but no one wanted to jump in.
Aw.
Good times.
I don't know what I was doing. I suck at Mario Kart. I really do.
You just have to, you can get good at it. You got time. I believe in you. I believe in you a lot.
You got skills.
You can make it happen.
Mm. From Alderaan to Krypton.
You have potential.
From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement... to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
So, we're going to be at Dragon Con.
Yep.
We're going to do a show at Dragon Con.
Dragon Con starts in 37 days, I believe.
Oh, okay. 37?
37.
In a row?
Yeah.
I did want to say that, yes, we are officially doing the day and time of our show has been announced. It is the Sunday of Dragon Con, so that makes it, September 5th, at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
In that room, the Hilton room, I think it's 204,
the podcasting
track room, we have the official date and time for our panel at Dragon Con. It is official. You need to be there. It's just going to be awesome. So... get ready
for
that.
Fun times will be had by all. We might even hand out swag. Who knows?
Okay. Wow. We have swag.
Are you working on that?
Well, the buttons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to buy some more buttons.
I was about to say, I have like nine buttons.
Three. No. We'll figure something out.
I'm going to buy some more so I can hand out at the...
Okay. See, that Bruce is going to spend money on you.
Aww.
Come take it from him.
Yes, please do.
There you go.
But yes, so that is really, really exciting news that just happened. There's a lot of good stuff on the podcasting track, so just make sure you're ready for it. And us, when was that again? Quiz?
September 5th, 7 o'clock. Hilton Room 204.
At the correct room.
And we also
have our big news.
Parsecs.
Parsecs? Oh, and when's the Parsecs?
Parsecs are September 4th, the Saturday. It's in a Hyatt Regency Room 5.
Right.
Oh, at 4 o'clock.
Is that the same place as last year?
I believe so.
Okay. Right, what's it, 5 o'clock?
It's at 4 o'clock. Excuse
4
me.
O'clock?
Room 5.
Okay, what time do I need to be there to pick up our trophy?
No, I'm kidding.
No, yeah. Sometime around 7.
Wow. I'm sorry. Okay.
We are still nominated. I don't think we have a finalist list yet.
We may actually. Geek Radio Daily is a finalist
for
Best Speculative Fiction Fan or News Podcast General. It just loaded up. Yes, we are finalists.
We're finalists.
In our category, yes, Best Speculative Fiction Fan or News Podcast. In our category is Television Zombies, Pod Culture, Galactica Water Cooler, Geek Radio Daily, and What the Cast. Those are what we're up against. Those are some serious competition.
Wow.
But we are a finalist.
Are we a finalist in any other category? Because we were nominated in two.
We were. I do not see us in any other category. This is our strongest category right here, I think.
Good.
Our news category.
Our closest
that's what we
to
do.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. So category. This is the best one
we
that sums up
finalists.
What we are. We are finalists in that category.
Out fracking standing.
Well, then I don't know what else we could possibly say.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Yes. So, Busch Gardens has removed the greatness that was the Big Bad Wolf. What the frack? Does this mean they removed the memorial statue of me as being the coolest employee in the history of the park? Damn, now I'm depressed. That's from Big Orange Michael. Yeah, dude, apparently they said this thing all along had a certain lifespan to it.
Uh-huh.
And that was what,
25 years.
It was 2 years ago? Last year? Okay.
I believe last year was last year.
Yeah, the 25 years, that's how long they knew it was going to run. And yeah, last year done. And when they got there for the last ride, they auctioned off, you know, the seats on the last ride for you to ride into it. They literally sold people the seats out of the damn thing.
Wow.
Ah, crazy. Michael says, give credit where credit is due. Loved your retrospective on Mel Brooks, one of my favorite filmmakers, but you failed to mention that while Young Frankenstein was directed by Mr. Brooks, it was written by none other than Gene Wilder. And I can't believe we spaced that.
I think you did say that.
We all had IMDb lined up on there. I don't know how we...
Yeah,
Brooks ended up with a co-writer credit as he did add a few bits to the screenplay, but it was Wilder's original story and idea. Sorry, just nitpicking. Until Mel Brooks comes up with a 2,000-year-old man podcast, make mine GRD. Oh my God, that would be funny.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
That would be...
Hilarious.
I'd love it. So... what's all this now? Is Joppa giving up on our shared cast because I'm ridiculously slow, or is it really fear? May I remind his illustriousness that the whole idea of collaborating was his. Bear with me, sir. I will get my proverbial ass in equally proverbial gear procrastinatingly. Uncle Thorson. Wow, you like that one.
I like
a lot.
The equally proverbial gear, yes.
Okay.
I want a set of that.
Listening to the last two Sweeklies, I've had some non-Busch Gardens-related thoughts. One was about the just-finished series of Doctor Who. I think a large part of what we saw in the first part of the series was a de-romanticizing of the Doctor. By this, I mean it went from the companion having a romantic connection to the Doctor to being more along the lines of the classic show. I've enjoyed that a great deal because, honestly, the whole companion loves the Doctor thing was getting a bit old. Yeah, it was. And while I understand that a Time Lord needs some love in his life, the Doctor, as this romantic figure, was getting a bit over the top. It was better done in the Ninth Doctor books, where the companion had a mad crush on the Doctor and he was oblivious because, well, he's alien. As for Mel Brooks' thing, and why his last few comedies haven't up to snuff, while I love movies like Hot Shots, Naked Gun, etc., I also kind of blame them and their bad imitators on the digression of Mel Brooks. Seeing the success of those films, it feels like studio said, that Mel Brooks can make funny parodies of popular films too, let's make him do one about Robin Hood. And Mel may have gone along with it, especially after Life Stinks bombed as badly as it did. Most of Mel's earlier films were spoofs that set up a particular convention or type of film or a body of work. High Anxiety, Blazing Saddles. He had fun tweaking the conventions for humor, and while he did tweak specific films, they were familiar enough to audiences that we could get the jokes and they'd be funny beyond a certain shelf date. I look at the various spoof movies that come out now that are nothing more than a bunch of random SNL scenes thrown together around a loose plot, and it makes me sad.
Brooks Epic had his, movie we're looking at you.
Yep. Brooks had his... at his best, had a timeless quality to his humor and what he chose to poke fun at. Hopefully that made some sense. It wasn't too Jabba-like. No.
Did make sense.
That was fantastic. So I got some phone calls to share.
Hey, guys. It's Indigo.
Hey.
Calling in. You know, it's depressing to hear all this talk about Matt Smith maybe leaving next season after the sixth season of Doctor Who. I mean, I know it's harder to get actors to commit for a long time, especially on a role that could end up hurting their career, but I think... You know, he's really been doing a career-defining performance, and sticking with it wouldn't be the worst thing. And if we can get shows that run for 10, 11 years and keep the same cast here, or, I mean, anywhere, it would be nice to see a nice long run as the Doctor again. But, I don't know. These things happen. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later, and hopefully there will be far more Matt Smith than just one more year. Bye.
Hopefully. I mean, there was, of course, the rumor that he would be gone this year. So
yeah.
People are, oh, he's leaving this year. Oh, he's leaving next year. I don't know. At some point he will, but yeah. I mean, people go, I think even on the forums, those fantastic forums at geekradio.com, someone even said, you know, why can't we have a Doctor with longer runs like they used to? Well, you know, used to, the Doctor stayed around for about 3 years. Tom Baker was the Doctor the longest, which is why, you know, most...
Yeah, everybody remembers him.
Yes. For most of them, it was just a few years, which, of course, means that William Hartnell was the greatest Doctor ever, because he lasted 900 years, and the rest of these schmucks couldn't make it 40.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Damn.
So,
you just
but yeah, it does, you know, if you pick the Doctor, it's one of those roles, you know, it does kind of put a damper on your career to an extent, because, you know...
You will be remembered the Doctor. As this. So. It's, but like most science fiction movies and television shows, you kind of... If it's successful and you're really good at it, you're the sci-fi guy, and you can't do drama and you can't do this. And unfortunately, that happens to a lot of
That's
actors.
Why David Tennant's going to show us up with the Fright Night remake.
Hope so.
I hope so, too.
That could be fun.
Sounds a little silly, but I hope so.
Hey, guys, it's Jonathan. Basically, what I was trying to ask you before my car Ruby interrupted me.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I need to take better care of Bumblebee so he's not beeping at me while I'm on the phone. Is that I was wondering if you guys had gotten the graphic novel version of Blackest Night. Because I had gotten the Blackest Night graphic novel, Blackest Night GL and Blackest Night GLC, and then the second volume of Blackest Night, Tales of Black Lantern Corps.
Blackest Night.
I'm going to be getting the Blackest Night, Tales of Black Lantern Corps Volume 1 the next couple of days, and I was just getting your take on the Blackest Night graphic novels and everything else. So keep up the great work, as always. And I'm glad at least there's one other person out there that loves the series as much as me, the Airbender movie as much as me. Thanks, Doctor. Hopefully one day you won't throw me out of the TARDIS like you did last time and let me orbit around Jupiter. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, three things. One, you got to lay off the crack.
The crack puts you away.
Crack is whack. Number two. I read the single issues for Blackest Night and read most of the crossovers, but not all of them. And it was a very interesting read. If you're going to bring back all the superheroes that have died in your universe like long, long time ago, and they're forbidden from ever being brought back because it's so what they did was so amazing, you've really got to do something special to try to bring it back and make it work. And I didn't hate Barry Allen coming back. I thought I would because I thought it would cheapen everything that he did. But
yeah,
with everything they've done over the last few years, it was really interesting to see a bunch of zombies in the DC universe not played for laughs like they did in Marvel. And three, I'm sorry, your car is named Bumblebee? You named your car? Do you name your car, Bruce?
Actually, they all have names, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
My car did have a name, but my new car does not yet have a name.
I have never named a car.
Yeah.
I've never named a car.
But if it's not black and yellow and doesn't turn into something cool, then I don't think you can name it Bumblebee. Or maybe if it's just yellow. I think maybe yellow you can name it Bumblebee. Is it yellow?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not my car.
We'll ask.
So I couldn't
say. Okay. Ask him.
Jonathan, is your car yellow?
Hey, Geek Radio Daily. I just listened to the Mel Brooks show.
Cool.
I did not ever learn in school that gays had their own patch during the Holocaust, or at least during Nazi
they
occupation
did, yes.
of Poland. I live in the South. Huh. Yeah. If school boards are censoring things because Hitler believed in basically the same things they do, maybe we should get different school boards. Anyway, this is Brandon White with his first message.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for sending your first message. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Quebec.
Yeah.
Well, not like right the second because you're listening to us.
Well, you're listening now.
You should finish listening because, that would be good. That's that's an excellent point. There's so much stuff going on in the world. We should do a news show as well. Like just straight
really?
Up I don't know.
A news show?
Well.
Maybe we should do it like every day of the week, like 5 days a week.
God, that sounds like entirely too much work.
It really does. That's a stupid idea.
if someone would pay us to do it, that would be fantastic.
Great.
That would be fantastic. Hey, if you'd like to drop a note like Brandon did, see, it's just that easy. You just have to get over that initial, I'm so scared to call. Don't be, because send a note to podcast. Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can drop that voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, what now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Thanks.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
All right, it's a GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight.
Thank you. Don't look at me and see, I said it this time.
No, come I on. Didn't look at you like that.
Why was he Yoda all of a sudden?
Because he's being pissy.
I am not being pissy. Would you like to see me pissy?
No,
you would not.
No, I don't think so.
All right, warming up. Before you exercise, you've heard me say many times that you need to warm up. The best type of warm up is a dynamic warm up. You know this, Flintstress. You've been working out with the team. So your warm-ups that you start off with, you do something light, easy exercises just to get the core body temperature up. That's the best, again, the best warm-up to do. That just moving your arms across your chest, back and forth, maybe doing some, you know, arm circles, things like this.
He's
twisting.
Demonstrating and just about almost knocked over my drink.
Not yep. even close to knocking over your drink. Basically, all you want to do is get your body moving so you raise your core temperature, warms up the muscles, your body will increase all the chemicals that they need to increase, and your heart rate will increase and your breathing will increase. All this gets your body ready for exercise. The reason I tell people to warm up first, go ahead, stick a rubber band in the freezer, wait 24 hours, pull it out, and try to stretch it. See what happens. Ooh. Basically, your muscles do almost the same thing. If you try to go in and you try to do your max bench press after no warm-up whatsoever, enjoy the next week on painkillers. All
well,
right,
if you like them.
If you like them. The
Who
best warm-ups,
doesn't?
The best warm-ups, again, are like jumping jacks, half squats, light jogging, just to keep the body moving. Your heart rate will increase actually higher than it will normally. It'll come back down. Again, your breathing rate will do the exact same thing. About 5 to 7 minutes, maybe 5 to 8 minutes of a warm-up, then you could start your exercises. And again, you'll reduce the risk of injury. You'll get a better workout for it. And you burn a couple extra calories. So
fantastic.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's how you do that. Okay. Well, you know, I slept on this. I totally slept on this. But the show that you missed, we actually had a couple of phone calls directly about Fit Club that I totally missed last time. So,
okay.
So here you go.
Hello, geeks. This is Anna. So I was listening to your discussion of motivations for being healthier, better fit, that sort of thing. And the picture thing, which I don't think is going to work that well for me because I frankly don't have any pictures except for ones that I don't like of me. Unless you go all the way
Whatever.
Back to when I was 8. So,
that's not gonna
yeah.
Be
anyway, I've been thinking about this. And one of my biggest struggles is, you know, I'll be getting into a good routine. I'll be eating better and I'll be working out. And then something will happen to completely disrupt my flow. And it'll take me forever to get back into it. So one of the things I was thinking about with that is that I just need to plan for that to happen. So I know that, you know, it's not going to be any different this time. So what I need to do is to make sure that I carve out time, like schedule it in advance of when I'm back after being away or doing the other thing that's different, to where I can get back into it, at the very least, the gym routine. So kind of like what I do when I go to conferences, I plan for, you know, the next few days once I get home of kind of getting back on track from that and then also taking some time to implement some of the things that I learned. I want to do the same thing with my workouts and in my you know, other health routines of trying to schedule that in for when I come back from whatever it is that's taking me out of my routine. Just thought I'd share. Bye.
That is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Just know that it's going to take you out of it and plan ahead for it.
Yes, that always the motivation is being wanting to get back into it. That's the motivation. Wanting to be in the gym. You are already motivated. We're not talking about you going, something's going to happen. I'm not going to be able to work out tomorrow. What? Yeah, forget it. Let's not work out for another month. You have good motivation. You just need to work on the timing a little bit. And if you do anything, if you're on a conference, go walk up and down the stairs for 20 minutes. Whatever. Anything. Go and work out. Do something. It doesn't matter if it has to be the exact same gym routine that you have been doing. Do something. Anna, hey, it was good seeing you at the roller derby too, so it was good for that. Stay motivated and don't ever give up. That's the key thing with the motivation.
Never give up.
Don't ever give up.
Ship.
First off, I don't know why anybody would watch that movie, What Happens in Vegas. But hold on, I don't want to miss anything. Anyway, I wanted to throw Bruce a Fit Club live phone segment, because you don't hear those two, or not live, but whatever.
Whatever, close enough.
Excuse me.
That was awesome.
Anyway, thanks, Jabba.
I've been trying to improve my health. Anyway, one of the things I do, I mountain bike. And I find, I don't know if it was subconsciously drilled into me, I breathe in through my nose and I breathe out through my mouth. Mm-hmm. When I bike.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I'm consciously, I'm very, you know, I make sure I do that while I'm biking around. Oh, man. Anyway, so I wasn't sure if there was even a reason for that. Maybe that's some old school knowledge. It was like drilled into me and I still do it. And I don't know if it's relevant anymore. When I'm doing an aerobic activity, is that what I want to do and why do I want to do that?
Yes, it actually slows your heart rate down when you do when you breathe like that. It forces your body to take in the oxygen a little better. That or like you're breathing in through a straw. It's almost exactly the same way.
I love that.
Yeah.
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 It's awesome.
Breathing, it slows down your heart rate, which is when you're doing long cardiovascular exercise that you're going to want to do anyway. So yes, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth is actually a good technique to do, because when you're doing heavy exercise, you're going to find, or very strenuous cardiovascular exercise, you're going to find yourself breathing in through your mouth and out, in and out through your mouth very, very quickly, trying to get as much oxygen as possible. So slowing your heart rate down, breathing through your nose, breathing out through your mouth, you know, taking a couple seconds in, holding, breathing out, you're gonna slow down your heart rate. So that, yes, it is a very valid technique for long distance cardiovascular exercise.
So see, there you go, the Fit Club making all your answers happen right there. Learning, sharing together. You can come by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, and it'll answer all of your questions right there. It's come on, it's not like it's a surprise. geekradiodaily.com. I mean, you know, you hear
yeah,
it
you
every
yes,
single
do.
Time. And, you know, come by. It's fun. We can all work together. So this is episode 90. We're going to be right back playing for you all the live footage we have from our super secret, top uber crazy clandestine trip over to Comic-Con. Good times. We'll be right back, and we'll share it with you here on episode 90 of GRDS Weekly.
How would you react to knowing with absolute certainty that an afterlife awaited you? Would you be joyous to know of your fate, or frightfully burdened by your destiny? If faith and hope are replaced with scientific knowledge, would it change how you led your life? Join Paul, an emergency room physician, and Pablo, a Catholic priest, as they are confronted with an increasing number of disturbing reports from those seeking their aid. People report that during an event where they could easily have been killed, they actually saw themselves die. The pair are all but torn apart internally, trying to reconcile these two contradictory possibilities. Is a new antidepressant causing its users to actually experience what they think they've seen, or is it simply causing mass hallucinations? Join our investigators as they try and establish if the Interglow effect is real, and if so, struggle to comprehend the enormous implications they must then face. Could you handle the Interglow effect? Listen to this free serialized patio book brought to you by Craig Robertson. Go to patiobooks.com to download this tale of imagination and hope, presented by this rising star of American fiction.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
This is Larry O'Moore, a fantasy illustrator for a long time, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Greetings, fanboys and geek girls. Roll that 18-sided die. We're going to embark on a master quest.
We hand out all the freebies.
Sweet.
Wow.
So, hi. Welcome to GRD's Weekly, episode 90. Live from Comic-Con.
Yeah, we're live from Comic-Con. Can't right you now. Hear the crowd behind us? Show me your... Oh.
Okay, so, yeah, we can go to Comic-Con.
We flew over in GRD, Geek Force One.
And had our own private suite so we could keep doing a show every day. And
yeah, that's it.
No, so... But, you know, we do know people that were there. At least we know one person that was there.
Yeah.
We know two people that were there.
Okay, but one person actually called us to tell us about it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up, my geeks? This is Dave over at Screen Geeks.
Hi, Dave.
A little birdie told me, named Flynn, that you guys were talking about Comic-Con tonight. And since I just got back, I thought I should say, hey, it's cool. And since you didn't go, at least I didn't see you. If you went and you didn't come by the poster booth I was working at, I'm going to be very, very offended. But this thing, seriously, it's Nerdvana in every way you could possibly imagine. Just hanging out, getting to see Mac Brooks and all kinds of very, very interesting people. It's a great time seeing a almost full-size recognizer, seeing the light cycle out on the show floor, walking by the Ironmonger booth, seeing Bruce Timm hang out with no one there to really talk to. It was just kind of a very odd, interesting experience. It's a blast. You can buy more stuff than you could ever possibly think to buy. For anyone who went to Starfest, the dealer room, seriously, 100 times the size of Starfest.
Wow.
I love Starfest, don't get me wrong, but you need to go to Comic-Con at some point in your life if you can possibly help it. I got to go to the Leverage panel, and going to a panel is just nuts. When you've got, you know, a couple thousand people just all going for the same show, you have a great time. You also get a lot of chance to talk to a lot of the smaller webcomic guys, like Gabe and Tycho from Penny Arcade. I talked to Dave Willis from Short Pact, and just really cool guys. The Red versus Blue guys were out there signing DVDs. And you just, seriously, you need the full 4 days. There's a reason they sell a four-day pass, because it takes all that time to see everything. It's nuts. It's a great time. I'm going to do everything I damn well can to see it next year. Take care, guys. Keep up the great work. I'll talk to you later.
Why, thank you, sir.
And so, just to let you know, the pre-sale, the preview passes
right,
next year,
right,
already sold out.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, okay. Everyone says how wonderful it is, and it is, but you also hear these same stories about how things like, it was like, what, 4 hours to get into the, to watch the footage from Thor? It was 4 hours.
Yeah. It's the...
And it's going to be online, like, it probably already is, you
but
know?
But it's not on the screen there, and you might not have, like, you know, him come out and be like, "Rawr, I'm Thor," which is weird, because Thor doesn't say "Rawr."
But nobody does, you should get on
but
that.
But you get to see the live, you know, coming out of the Avengers cast.
Yeah.
The entire Avengers cast came out. It's like, oh, by the way, you've got a couple minutes. Let's pull out these boys.
What you really need when you go, and of course, you know, this is no secret, because there's pictures all over the place. There's video all over the place.
Oh,
of all
God,
stuff.
Yeah.
We posted some of this on the Facebook page that you should go like. Hint.
Hint.
Stuff like...
You're so needy.
They had Abin Sur's corpse from Green Lantern.
Yes.
They had his corpse there.
Yeah,
and
I saw that. Oh, my
yes!
God. Oh,
that's insane.
I want to go for the dealer's room.
Yeah, but okay. Ryan Reynolds... did the oath.
Did he?
A little boy at the panel, little boy in the Green Lantern shirt, wanted to know the oath. Ryan Reynolds sat there and said the oath.
He didn't put him on the spot, but he said, you know, I want to know what does it sound like when you do the oath? You know, if he had been like, yo, do the oath, then he probably would have been like,
no.
But it was just really, really adorable. And he did it straight face, serious, and like
wow.
really taking it seriously. And
After the reveal of the costume, this was the first positive thing that I think I could say.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm going to love it. I don't know that it's possible for you to love the movie. You're just too much of a fanboy for
Green
Lantern.
It's Ryan Reynolds, okay?
Ryan Reynolds.
He might surprise you.
I do, too. I loved him playing the exact same character in every comedy I've ever seen him in. But I don't know. Hal is a funny guy. Hal is not snarky. And Ryan Reynolds does snark very well. And I can't have... one bit of snark. No, I just, this did a lot to go, okay, because he didn't smile, he didn't try to crack. He seemed to take that oath, when he said that oath, he said it somewhat rather seriously.
Yeah, so. Well, the Hal Jordan, you know, Hal Jordan, he's a pilot. He's going to have a little bit of,
he's
he
not,
might.
If he looks at anyone and says, write that down, I'm going to punch whoever's sitting behind me. I'm just saying. Just say it.
That was Van Wilder's gig.
That's what I know that. But
yeah, so
most of the things that he does,
as long as
he
doesn't
was great
have,
in waiting, I mean, he was one. He was good in Dick, and he's not even one of the main characters in that movie.
Yeah,
funny guy, but I don't. This I don't want this to be a comedy, and that went a long way to making me go, okay, well,
let's. Okay, good.
Because you could have named 100 other people, I think, for Hal Jordan. And I never would have named Ryan Reynolds ever in my life. But yeah, no, The Avengers looks amazing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so everybody came out. It was officially announced that Jeremy Renner and Mark Ruffalo joined the cast as Hawkeye and the Hulk, respectively.
Mark Ruffalo. That's
Mark Ruffalo.
That surprised
me. And Joss Whedon
me.
Is going, we are so happy and proud that we got him. And I'm like, really?
Really?
Because I don't know. I think that's what you're supposed to say
I was
here.
Thinking maybe they would have gone Eric Bana.
No, there was no way that was going to happen. It would have been interesting.
Yeah, it'd been interesting. That's what I was thinking.
Like, and for everybody out there right now, I'm going to go on record and say I know that I'm in the minority, but I liked Ang Lee's Hulk film. I liked it about as much as I liked this last one. And I liked what Eric Bana did. He played Bruce Banner at the beginning of the whole Hulk thing, where Edward Norton got to play. I've been doing this for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be interesting to see Eric Bana get to come back, you know, now and do
exactly.
That, since they, you know, booted Edward Norton off the damn thing. So... So there's
now that. You know how Rhodey feels.
Okay. Comic-Con, right.
Right.
They should do a movie. They should
they
do a
really
movie.
They really should. Terrence Howard and Edward Norton.
And a DC movie at that.
That would be awesome.
They could do...
Quantum and Woody.
Quantum and Woody was the name of that comic book.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Quantum and Woody.
Y'all, like, share a brain sometimes. Oh, every no, now oh, and then.
Every it's once not a DC a while, comic,
no,
but...
No, see, but it's still.
It would be...
That's
that would
the one.
Be pretty
I
funny.
Know, because every once in a while that comes up. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, that's the one.
Because you don't think Terrence Howard could be Luke Cage? So they could do...
Somehow, no.
No, of course. So Comic-Con also had the Hall of Asgard. They put together the Hall of Asgard.
And everybody got to take their... Well, a lot of people got to take photos up there, sitting there with... You know, Stan Lee got shots up there. I mean, you know... Oh, the little, what, three-year-old, two-year-old Thor... That was sitting up there
Which
holding
cool.
the hammer. Oh, that was cute,
Aww.
Too.
And something else that was there that got whisked away really quickly that there was a picture of that we put the link up on the Facebook site was they had a movie prop of the Infinity Gauntlet in the Hall of Asgard. What's the Infinity Gauntlet doing in the Hall of Asgard?
I'm not familiar. What? The Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Gauntlet? You don't remember? Wow, that was actually the name of the series, was the Infinity Gauntlet.
I remember it.
Okay, it was like 91, 92. Thanos goes around collecting the Infinity Gems, which you need all of them to, you know, make the Infinity Gauntlet work, which means basically you're basically God.
Oh,
if you
okay.
have the, you know, time, space, death, whatever, you can control all of these things. How do you not know that? That was huge. It crossed over into like every single thing like ever. Really?
Nope. Sorry.
Nothing? Wow.
Nope.
Few people spent less time thinking about sex and more time concentrating on comic books. We'd have far fewer of these embarrassing moments.
Yes.
You're right, Sheldon. You're right.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. Should stop thinking about
sex. Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Now, okay. Other cool stuff was there, like talking about that movie Super. Did you see anything about the movie Super?
I saw it in my research.
That
Dwight Schrute is going to... Dwight Schrute, Nathan Fillion, Ellen Page, Liv Tyler, Kevin Bacon. Are they all in this superhero comedy thing, which kind of sort of looks like a thing of Kick-Ass, but with Dwight Schrute in costume? It looks funny. Maybe.
Okay,
fine. Let's move.
I can't
to the,
find it, but I saw it somewhere.
Let's move to the big news. The big news was Walking Dead. They showed the trailer for Walking Dead, which
I missed that one too. Unfortunately,
stop by the Facebook page.
Okay, I'll
definitely
do that.
Put it there.
I haven't.
Basically, they said to AMC, "Okay, hey, look, we want to know what are our limits on this." And AMC basically said no F-bombs. So apparently, it's going to be incredibly bloody.
Oh,
yes.
They're already talking. They basically made it sound like it's already going to be a second season. And there was a little tantalizing little drop note there that the first season of the DVD would also have the option for you to be able to watch it in black and white.
Sweet.
So that would be, oh my God, I'm so looking forward to more zombies.
I've seen Sucker Punch, the trailer for that one. That's the that's a new one with Zack Snyder. Yeah. His new movie with the girl who is in a psycho ward and wants to get out before she gets the lobotomy. So she has this other world she's living in. And it's just amazing.
So it's like the Max, but different.
Kind of.
Okay. I could see that. They also showed stuff from, you know, some, you know, TV is out there too. So we got to see stuff from The Cape, this TV show.
I
don't know.
I don't know either.
He looks like a bad Rob Liefeld character design from like 93.
Yeah.
There's some, I want to say it's Image Comics. They had someone called Night Something. It wasn't Night Watch, but it was Night Something. And he's got like the same sort of like dark bluish cape.
Yeah.
And,
it sounds, looks familiar. Yeah, it really does.
It really, really does. We also saw some footage from Falling Skies, the Spielberg TV show.
Okay.
With Noah Wiley.
With Noah, yes. With, yeah. The, with the librarian. Absolutely. It's a post-apocalyptic world 6 months after an alien invasion setting. So
okay.
Could be
I'm looking forward to that. That looks pretty good.
Let's see.
No Ordinary Family. Couple. They've had a lot of previews for that one, too. Actually, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that one.
I don't know about that one. We're a superhero family. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't kind of... Actually, kind of doesn't want to be superhero family, but kind of does.
Yes, so I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see about that. Other fun movie stuff. Harrison Ford talking
Cowboys
about
and,
Cowboys and aliens.
Yep.
So they're fine. I can't be Indiana Jones and face aliens. I'll be a damned cowboy. How's that?
And from what I've heard about that film, it starts off as cowboys and Indians, and all of a sudden aliens show up. Oh snap! you want to be good guys now and beat the okay works.
See, yeah. I know Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford in a movie kicking aliens.
Yeah,
yep. I mean right there.
Gotta be good.
Right there.
That's your $12.
Speaking of awesomeness, did you see Paul Simon Pegg's new project?
Yes.
Information about that. Oh, that looks good.
You gonna tell
just
us anything else
no,
about it?
No, I was just gonna say that it's the next
alien
project.
Road trip
yeah,
thing.
Alien road trip. They took some footage actually there at Comic Con and then debuted it, and it's just kind of get people crazy about that. So it's talking about also supporting cast from like Seth Rogen to Sigourney Weaver to Bill Hader. I mean, we're talking some super, super funny people.
Okay, Seth Rogen. Okay, they did show more stuff from Green Hornet, which mm-hmm. is just really, I'm hoping to be surprised, but this is just
not looking good at all.
Not looking any good at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going for. If maybe, and maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised by this.
Maybe.
But since, you know, we had our goofy, horrible late 90s, mid to late 90s, where the superhero movies went. And mm-hmm. now we've had all these like gritty and rah, rah, rah.
Then the same pendulum coming back a little bit.
Maybe he's trying to come back and make a serious, silly version of Green Hornet.
Maybe.
It's Michel Gondry. The man's a genius. I believe he can do anything. But what I'm seeing so far is not lighting me on fire.
Really?
Now,
it's
one
not.
That really, really did burn up the con and hopefully will translate into box office success because it's coming out like really, really soon is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That was the
big thing at Comic-Con. Good God, was Scott Pilgrim
now,
versus the
you know,
World.
Kick-Ass had a whole tons of buzz at Comic-Con,
yeah.
but it didn't come out until like 9 months after
yeah.
the con. I don't know if that was a contributing factor, but yeah, I'm really looking
Possibly.
Forward to Scott Pilgrim, except that I've heard people say like, unless you're a 15-year-old boy, it's going to give you a headache, but I don't know. It looks like it could be really fun. Just because of the style of the movie that is really going to be geared to
all the flash
young
power
people and the flashing and the this and the that and I don't know that like just
that
other
would
people
be like
old
having
people aren't going to like it.
Biff, Pow, and Zowie show up on a
yeah,
screen.
<really? laughs> yeah, how dare I don't know.
What's up with that?
That's just one article that I read. I don't know.
Marvel's going to show 4 new anime cartoons on G4. They've got Iron Man, they've got Wolverine, they've got X-Men, they've got Blade. They're going to be doing anime series on G4. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Okay. Interesting.
Also on my list I had, they did a teaser trailer, not really a full trailer for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow, you know, just kind of like a little, hey, we're
yeah.
doing a movie basically announcement.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
And what's her face?
Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
Penelope mm-hmm. Cruz. Interesting. Okay. I don't know what to think about that. It was interesting to see a lot of filmmakers. Last year, everyone was talking about 3D, ooh, 3D, 3D.
Yeah.
And this year, it was interesting to see filmmakers go 3D, well, if it calls for it. And more, everyone was like, no 2D to 3D conversions, which is good because I think we've all decided we don't want those.
Either you shoot it in 3D or don't put it in 3D.
Yes. And you don't necessarily have to shoot it in 3D. I think they even spent like maybe 2 seconds and they showed a little bit of stuff from Yogi Bear.
Wow. As long as
it's in
3D.
In 3D. It's
well, it ain't the Smurfs.
So you might have noticed so far that what we've been talking, everything at Comic-Con, you might have noticed we didn't really talk about comics. Because, wow, other than like you heard Dave talk about, the small press guys.
Yeah.
Hollywood has so
taken over
Comic-Con.
God, yeah, unfortunately.
Well, it's just become something different than what it originally was.
Yeah.
It's not that it's not cool, but it's essentially an industry launch
it
event
is. It is.
Now, and it's not the same as what maybe it would have been.
Well,
they're also talking about possibly moving venues next year. Like, they just don't have enough room to do it. I don't know. It's just kind of like, can a con get too big for its own good?
Probably.
Too big to fail. Too big to fail.
Yeah.
Even, Dragon Con, we got there at, 5:30 in the morning to wait in line for...
For Shatner
and Nimoy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a huge, major, mega event, and it was a good thing we did go early, or else, we would have been, either way at the back or whatever. But still, it's just kind of like, if there were so many things that had to wait that long, I mean, this was... Freaking Shatner and Nimoy, you expect to wait, but anything, I mean, just, I don't know.
The leverage
castles,
panel, do you really want to?
Right, no, I'm just saying, really? There are some things where it's just kind of like, come on, really? Really? So, I don't know. I do still want to go.
Yes. The thing is, with San Diego Comic-Con, it is, again, the location. It's too close to Hollywood. Everybody started taking it over. It's the timing. Everybody's now shooting all the television series that are going to be on next season. All the movies are that for next year are being in production right now, like Thor, like Captain America, like Tron. All the movies that are coming out next year, they're shooting now. So... the cast is together. They ship them out to Comic-Con for one day. They stand up and go, hey, we're here. And then they fly back to, London or whatever they're shooting the picture at. It's the time. Everything is, unfortunately, so perfect that they had to take this over.
Okay. Well, as long as there's really cool stuff there. Dave ran into a problem while there because he was working there.
Yeah.
You get your little badge that shows you're working there.
Yeah.
Well, most of the places wouldn't sell anything to other exhibitors.
What?
Because apparently there's been problem in Comic-Con's past of exhibitors buying stuff at one table, taking
and
it back
selling
to theirs
it there?
And selling it theirs.
Oh,
wow.
Son of
so
a
So he would
monkey.
Just have to take his badge off when he was around? But you have to have
a
regular
badge.
Person badge.
You have to have
yeah,
it, right.
Like a participant. I'll
right.
be there badge.
Because he was there was something he was going to pick me up that was not able to do because they wouldn't let him sell it. So he did get, and I haven't asked him. Cause
or what if he had gone back at the last hour of the
see,
last
maybe.
Day? Maybe.
Maybe. Well, but if they had it still.
He was there working and didn't get a lot of time off. But he did slide by. Apparently, he picked up issue number one of Darkwing Duck. That's
wow.
done. That's done as it's called the Duck Knight Returns.
Oh, like that style.
And it's done the Frank Miller cover style. They only made 500 for Comic-Con. So
see these Comic-Con exclusives.
So,
I mean, these
see,
are the big
yeah.
thing you remember with Battlestar Galactica last year. They had the Cylon toasters and all these different
kind
of things
yes.
that you can only get. At Comic-Con, that's certainly a reason to go,
the stuff they have there, the Comic-Con exclusives, is almost the entire reason to go.
Yeah.
These
all the swag that you can walk
and,
in. Even,
well,
just,
even
the
just
free
walking
stuff.
Around, like,
yeah.
you see it on TV, and you're like, you just see all of the different things, and just take your picture, and the cosplay, and just every single, the comics, the game playing, all of the different stuff that goes on at a con,
it's
times, 100.
Yeah, it is an industry show. It really is. They took over a convention, they made an industry show. You still want a party, go to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
You want cosplay, you go to Dragon Con.
Well, I'm sure they've got parties there. You just don't really hear about them because there's too many other big stuff news coming
out. Oh, yeah. Everybody's staying in line.
That, too. Well, even smaller news like Drive Angry, which I'd never heard of until Comic-Con did something about it. Nicolas Cage, William Fichtner. It's a 3D movie, driving, angry, shotguns, wrecks, boom, stuff happening, which apparently the trailer went over really, really well.
Oh, good.
So... it's been a while since Nick Cage has had something I was looking for.
Yeah, really. It won't be Ghost Rider 2.
No, it won't be
God.
That. So hopefully.
Sorry.
No, they did talk a little bit more about Tron. There was some stuff that was shown, some footage from Tron.
And
which that was,
went on the net 5 seconds later.
Yes.
And we put it on our webpage 5 seconds after that.
Because there's no way to stay away. See, another thing with this, there's no way you can stay away from spoilers. So here's you a quick spoiler for Tron, which you already knew was going to happen. There is the young version of Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Which is the... program that he made for Incom to monitor stuff that his kid meets in the movie.
Oh my God.
And that was just so freaking weird.
It looks like him until he starts talking.
Yes.
And it's just the mouth is not
quite
right.
It's just not quite. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not your father, Sam, and I'm really glad to see you.
That was the greatest line ever. I so want to see this movie.
Yeah.
I so want to see this movie. I'm going to be doing nothing. I'm going to watch the original. I'm going to read the comics from Marvel.
Yeah. The prequel sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sequel prequel, technically.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
my
watch...
brain hurts.
I know. Speaking of your brain hurting, we would be remiss if we did not discuss the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, those schmucks.
Picketing Comic-Con.
For 15, 20 minutes.
They had no idea what they were getting themselves into.
Well, if they had wanted to have the effect, that the desired effect, they wouldn't have let people know ahead of time that they were going
they
to
like
be there.
To let people know ahead of time because that way it whips the media up into a frenzy so they can cover everything.
Well, and they got countered.
They
huge.
Did. If you just go YouTube or anywhere, there are so many different videos of so many different things.
Pictures and everything
people
like
that. People protesting
God.
Them, the signs they had. Some of the picket signs were just their beautiful.
God hates Jedi.
What is your
they're
website
funny.
With the...
Hijinks and Sue.
Hijinks and Sue.
The wow. Hijinks and Sue, the comic they did for it, was
okay.
them protesting it. The people going to Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing it from like, it was a... You know, one guy's holding up a sign, it's like, there are four lights!
Adama hates Cylon.
It's God, it's
like
so
protesting
fun.
The fictional things. Yeah. It was awesome.
Hijinks and Sue is so... They're so
I
funny.
Gotta pick that back up again.
So yeah, sure. Westboro Baptist Church, guys. Seriously, it's far too late. Okay, you're just now. You're discovering Comic-Con now. You're wanting to protest now. You're so far behind. You lost this battle decades ago. You have no idea.
They're gonna protest like other things that don't that aren't even new.
Maybe they'll try a smaller con next time. I don't know. Look, these
they'll
superheroes.
They'll do Gen Con next year or something like that.
These superheroes are false idols. Well, haven't they been since they were invented?
Yeah, 1930s called. Hello.
Right.
So there's stuff for everybody out there. The folks, I really wish that I was there for nothing else. The Tron game, like when the Dark Knight came out, they had the thing where the Joker stuff, when you got to go and little signals to send you everywhere. They had this for Tron. They were sending people to different locations to pick up clues for the next thing.
Ah,
so much fun stuff that they get to do that. I don't know. I guess, how do they get to do that? Why doesn't Dragon Con do that? Because there's all these other normal people still around there, too?
No, it's because the people who...
Because the elevators in the Hyatt suck bad enough now?
No, because the people who do these are the movie companies, the production companies from these movies, and they're the ones doing it to promote all the hype. Dragon Con doesn't have that type of hype as far as through the movies. They are more fan-based than anything else. So... You can't have. Unfortunately, we can't have it.
Well, what are you going to do? And so Comic-Con, it's another year that we're not there.
No.
Nope. And probably never, because they probably will move next year, because I read on some website somebody describing having to wait in the line for 3 hours, that they had to go up two different flights of steps that were not like just regular flights of steps, but really big, huge flights of steps that you would be stuck on waiting for a while and then move a little bit.
Okay.
Which can't be safe, because at Dragon Con, they wouldn't let people wait on the damn stairs.
No.
So I don't understand that at all. But I wasn't there, so I don't know. But yes, would love to go, but...
unless we win the lottery, it's not happening.
There's folks out there with podcasts that do get to go, and they're mm-hmm. welcomed with open arms. Maybe one day.
Maybe we win a Parsec or something.
That would be kind of cool. You think that would help our chances?
Couldn't hurt.
Okay, so what's going to be the big thing at Comic-Con next year? What's
the
next big movie? Really? Well, Avengers, Spider-Man. What do you think? Avengers, Spider-Man.
Avengers.
Now, because that's going to be interesting, because Spider-Man is not a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Or
the Avengers is.
Or the third Dark Knight film. The third Batman film.
Really? Do you think it'll be far enough ahead for that?
Possibly.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, if any of you went, then please, by all means, you should call us and tell us all about it, because yes,
please
once
do.
Again,
yeah.
We missed every damn bit of it. Because we had to be here doing the show.
Yeah, you missed us.
Which is cool. So thanks for listening to us pine about the things we didn't get to see. It's fantastic. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Drop by the Facebook page and like it. It's a cool place to be. Drop us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send those voicemails to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Wait, who's that? Who?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, please.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See ya!
It's a miracle these people ever got out of the 20th century.
This is a failure. This is a failure.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take this, and we're going to put it in a museum for crazy people.
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
Audio turd nuggets.
Tomb Raider, Poison Ivy, my, these girls are looking lively.
Wonder Woman, Supergirl, I'm so nervous I could hurl. I like guns, I mean like rope guns, see her, meet her, this is fun.
The girl's a geek, she plays the Wii and loves Stan Lee.
Anime, I wanna play with Felicia Day. Now let's cosplay
Princess Peach,
the One Ring. Comic-Con is everything. Fanboys hanging out, all that cape hanging out.
Movies and groupies and boobies, no new bitches, Daphne Scooby.
Katie, my lady.
Yeah.
How about an autograph, maybe? Uh-huh. Wish we could get it on, cause you represent Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, girls, we're incredible. Slave girl, Leia, bikini on top. Star Wars chicks so hot, we'll melt your lightsaber. Pierce, we got lots on top. Wizards represent. Now